All right, everybody. Welcome back to the R2J podcast. And, yeah. So, I have a little 2 cents. Pizza is so good. So anyway, I got my 2 cents about this whole Laura versus LeBron issue. It just goes to show that people are gonna try and use. Here's the thing I really don't understand. Why do people always have to use somebody else's best skill against people that actually can articulate and spark a conversation? I don't really get that. I never seem to understand why people, mainly white people, always gotta take what other people's best skill is and use it against them. And pretty much, when they do that, they're making themselves look worse. And now it just makes LeBron look even more correct on what he's saying. And I never understand that. I never will understand why people go that route just to make it look bad. I mean, to make yourself look dumb. I mean, what LeBron was saying was actually true. You can either be a president, you could either be a musician, or you could be a hoop, be into sports. But damn. Like, Laura, I didn't even know she was. Charles Barkley said it best on NBA, on Inside the NBA. I think it was Saturday or Friday. He said it correctly. He was like, man, I didn't even know she was still around. I didn't even know who she was before she made that comment. And it's ridiculous and it's stupid. And it really goes to show that no matter how old you are, no matter what class you come from, whether it be middle class, low class, or just being filthy rich, the fact is, man, you can't be coming out making stupid comments. You can't be making stupid comments and making really stupid things and saying dumb things to really validate someone else's point. And for her to say, just shut up and dribble, like, it's an it's offensive. It really is. It's worse than being called the N-word. To me. So, to that, Laura, you can go fuck yourself with that bullshit. Go fuck yourself. Go ahead. And matter of fact, Fox News already has that kind of reputation anyway. They're gonna try and do that, do anything they can for ratings. We're not dumb. We're not stupid. It's obvious that she wanted to just try and make herself feel relevant and make herself look. Man, it's just stupid. It's just another moronic, stupid move by the typical white person, the uneducated typical white person. I'm not saying that because I'm racist or anything, because I'm not a racist, okay? I love everybody. Hell, when I'm doing Uber, I gotta respect everybody. I have to. But for her to say something as dumb as that, I see that on Facebook. I see that in the Facebook comment section. I see that on the YouTube comment section. I see that, I hear that and see that. And I'm like, look, first of all, he is where he is and you are where you are. Okay? But at the end of the day, shut the fuck up. That's all I got to say about that. There'll be way more stuff from me later on today. All right? Always remember, love always shines every day, so remember to smile, all right? Stay tuned for more episodes of R2J Podcast.